All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Now it's time for the carryout. This, of course, the nightly segment where I read the news so you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. Republican senators went all Kanye yesterday and released their secretive health care bill. They dropped it like it's hot. But just like Kanye, they're also tweaking it after the release. Today, the chorus of head scratchers took center stage as critics and media alike wonder what this bill accomplishes. It doesn't seem to repeal Obamacare or fix its problems, which include skyrocketing premiums. And with a vote set sometime next week, another GOP senator told the press, "I don't like it," making a grand total of five Republicans against it, with four others still questioning. So this is far from over, since the GOP can't afford only two no votes from their side. Rand Paul, of course, says it doesn't go far enough to repeal federalized health care. And Ted Cruz said it didn't take care of the high premiums, which is what he was advocating for. But it seems to me that beyond both fringes, we've agreed on the principle that there should be universal health care. But we can't agree on who pays for it and how much it covers. That's about right. Think I nailed it? Dems want all coverage, and they want rich people taxed to pay for it. Republicans want some coverage, and they want someone else than rich people to pay for it. Okay? And that seems to be the only thing that Republican senators seem to be interested in, the tax cut, because they seem to be cutting corners in order to build the foundation. Instead of tax, they will just cut what service is not deemed a priority. And what's not a priority to them probably means it's a priority to all of us. That's the problem. And in the end, the biggest selling point they have is, yeah, you don't need to get insurance. If you don't want it, you don't need it. Which is foolish, because the minute anyone gets sick, they're going to be up on that marketplace buying policies in a hot minute. Which seems kind of like getting in a car accident and calling Geico after the airbag goes off. Right? Even I, the simplest creature, the talk show host, understand that's not how insurance works. So now, all of Washington waits for the Congressional Budget Office to analyze the bill so we can argue before it all gets voted before the 4th of July, so senators can enjoy the fireworks from their yachts with a sense of accomplishment. Again, this isn't even a fight over ideology. It's a fight over 1040As. All right, let's get local. Let's roll up the regional sleeve. What happened in Springfield today? The leaders from both chambers were supposed to meet, and the meeting got canceled. Who's canceling meetings with like 8 days to go? And according to Senate President John Cullerton, it was Rauner, the governor, who told the Republicans in the respective caucuses to cancel. What? Sparking another round of criticism that the governor doesn't want to compromise. The Dems are really picking up on this Rauner doesn't compromise storyline. They're trying to paint him as that one guy in your fantasy baseball league that just won't trade. You know, you try to throw in a guy here and there, but he just won't budge. He overvalues his guys. He undervalues yours. Even when you say, "Hey, come on, I'll give you Ben Zobrist. How about an injured Ryan Braun? Come on, give me Corey Kluber. Come on, I want Kluber." Wait, what are we talking about again? All right, there'll be a couple committee meetings over the weekend, but when we get to Monday, 5 days left for this special session. Okay. Mayor of Chicago. Let's talk about the mayor. The mayor dodged questions about whether or not he supports the idea of closing the Ohio underpass to the lakefront trail. There was a shooting over by there, and now they want to close it at night. And I guess they got to get the mayor's permission. What the what, huh? Why are we talking about this right now? That walkway should be closed, and the mayor shouldn't have to comment on it. He shouldn't even know about it. Whatever happened to the overzealous streets and sand guy who just does it? Sorry, it's closed. Deal with it. That's the Chicago I love, right? You don't go to a press conference. "Mayor, what do you think about the overpass on 800 North? Huh? Say what? What else? They found an Asian carp 7 miles closer to the lake than it should be in the Illinois River. That's not good. Maybe it got lost? The NRDC says that the fish, the Asian carp, they're like cockroaches. If you see one, there are many more close by. So don't leave dirty dishes or old food on the Illinois River sink and or counters. We cool? Is that all we have to do? A little Windex out on the banks of the river? A new study says that driving while high could lead to more accidents. Now, why is this story not at the top of the old Google feed, huh? Who funded this study? Of course it does, right? Of course driving while high leads to more accidents. Even people who drive while they're high know that. Please tell me this study took 2 hours to complete and the scientists were paid in Subway gift cards. No federal dollars, please. It's ridiculous.
Well, I wonder if you would get intoxicated, if there's a chance you could get in an accident. I say put that on a grant. Let's see if we can get $4.5 million from... Trump's right. Cut it all. Cut it all. If this is what's coming out of the National Institute of Health. Yeah. This is a good tech story. Facebook is trying to crack down on scammers in India who are stealing women's profile pictures to do nefarious things like catfish Americans. It's gotten so bad that Indian women don't even put up profile pics anymore. What? Facebook is like, that is unacceptable. We're the only ones that should be making money off your profile pics. Feel good story of the week. Grizzly bears are no longer endangered. Yep, they've been protected and it worked. And that means open season. Get those automatic machine guns out. Just throw a couple salmon in the old town dump and you'll be able to eat a little grizzled grizzly for like a month. It's going to take a week and a half to be like, ah, we might have screwed that up. They're endangered again. In weather, beautiful day, right? Sunshine. Supposed to be night this... Is it supposed to be night this weekend? I don't know. I don't trust my iPhone anymore. It's been wrong for like the last 3 weeks straight. I'm going to be in the marching in the gay pride parade. And Pete Zimmerman is as well. We'll talk about that. Talk about this 1 year anniversary since Pete took the wrong Uber to Cicero. Talk about that coming up. In sports, what a day for sports, huh? The NHL draft is underway. The Hawks have the 26th pick, and what a week it's been for that squad. First, they lose Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Then Marian Hossa retired. I'm sorry, has eczema. Then Nicholas Jarmelson gets traded. The Breadman or Temi Panarin shipped out. But that's maybe not a bad thing because the guy he replaced is coming back. Brandon Saad back in the building. Nice move. Hate to lose Artemi, but Saad is better than bread. Am I right? Right? Guy should have been like, grass is better than bread. Yeah. The Bulls blew it up all last night. They traded Jimmy Butler to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Butler and the 16th pick for Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the 7th pick, which they turned into Larry Markkanen. Not enough guys named Larry in Chicago. Butler thanked the fans on Instagram today, but he also took parting shots at the Bulls brass. Pretty standard. Just the way it goes now. So right now it feels like the Bulls are a Donyell Marshall away from 2003, right? A banner time in Bulls history. Most fans and media see this as a lopsided win for the Timberwolves and that the Bulls didn't get enough for Jimmy Butler. I agree. If it were me, I would have gotten all their picks, Andrew Wiggins, and the rights of Tom Gugliotta. Great basketball reference. Back in a simpler time when a guy like Tom Gugliotta could be on a basketball team. So for those counting the Bears and the Bulls, draft days were considered the worst in their respective sports. Way to go. And like I said earlier, add that to the White Sox, and three of the five major Chicago sports teams are in rebuilding mode. Great. In baseball news, the Cubs won big last night to start their road trip. They're back in Miami tonight. Hey, maybe the demotion of Schwarber is the right thing to do based on this very small one-game sample size. The minute that the Cubs lose, we're going to be like, bad move. Schwarber needs to come back up. Don't look now, but last night, shellacking of the Twins moved the Sox out of last place. Woo! Still 7 back, but now the Tigers are 7.5 back. The Oakland Athletics are at the G-spot for the weekend. They are having a tough season as well. And maybe because they play on the West Coast, but I haven't followed them. You know, I used to know all of the A's, and who are the big players on the Oakland A's this year? Is Jason Giambi's brother still there? What about the Bash brothers? Are they still playing? But Carney Lansford? Is Dave Stewart still pitching to Terry Steinbach? The weird helmet. Eric Plunk. And that's your Oakland A's. That's your 80s Oakland A's. And finally tonight, the Han Solo movie fired off the directors, and now Ron Howard has stepped up to save the franchise. That's right. That was just what I was hoping for. A Star Wars movie that had action like The Da Vinci Code, thrills like Ransom, and hilarity like The Dilemma. I'm just waiting for Tom Hanks to replace Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian, because you know that's going to happen. You know they're going to be like, he's just a better Lando. That's the carryout for June 23rd, 2017. Hey, you like napkins? Good, because we gave you like 700 with your order. We don't know how messy you are. All right, coming up, Carm's going to join us to talk a little sports. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Boy, oh boy. Blackhawks. Lots of movement. Team's going to look entirely different. That's coming up after the news. 720 WGN. Stay with us.